Jesus revealed to Saint Faustina, or rather he inspired in her, this incredible way to fill purgatory. Yes, you heard that correctly, because how can we first empty purgatory if we do not fill it with all the souls that are going to hell? The following bold prayer will be incredible, and it just might change every single Friday that you live for the rest of your life. If you'd like to support this channel in any way, please do so through Buy Me a Coffee. Let's get right into it. Now, I first want to thank my friend from Denmark who showed this to me. This is from 873, paragraph 873 in the Diary of Divine Mercy. January 8th, on Friday morning, as I was going to the chapel to attend Holy Mass, I suddenly saw a huge juniper tree on the pavement, and in it a horrible cat who looked angrily at me blocked my way to the chapel. One whisper of the name of Jesus dissipated all that. I offered the whole day for dying sinners. During Holy Mass, I felt the closeness of the Lord in a special way. After Holy Communion, I turned my gaze with trust toward the Lord and told him, "Jesus, I so much desire to tell you something." And the Lord looked at me with love and said, "And what is it that you desire to tell me?" "Jesus, I beg you, by the inconceivable power of your mercy, that all the souls who will die today escape the fire of hell, even if they have been the greatest sinners. Today is Friday, the memorial of your bitter agony on the cross, because your mercy is inconceivable. The angels will not be surprised at this." Jesus pressed me to his heart and said, "My beloved daughter, you have come to know well the depths of my mercy. I will do what you ask, but unite yourself continually with my agonizing heart and make reparation to my justice. Know that you have asked me for a great thing, but I see that this was dictated by your pure love for me. That is why I am complying with your requests." Now, this prayer does not contain within it any type of promise. It is not guaranteed. But she sets for us the example of boldness and trust in the mercy of the Lord. That if inspired by the Holy Spirit and done out of a pure love for Jesus and for the benefit of sinners and future souls in purgatory, that we can ask such bold things to Jesus. And what's the worst that can happen if we ask him for these things? What's the worst that can happen? He can tell us no. He can say, "No, this is something that I cannot grant." But these are the types of prayers that we should pray, basically saying, "Today, shut hell, close the doors, and only let people go into purgatory." Every Friday, we should pray something like this as the Holy Spirit leads us to. And then we can tell Jesus, "Jesus, I will pray for them as they go into purgatory. I will take care of that. Place that on me." I highly recommend that you do this at the Hour of Mercy every Friday. And perhaps we can pray that at every Hour of Mercy, that hell be closed. Why should we put limits on the mercy of Jesus? That's not for us to do. Rather, Jesus is the one who makes that decision. Therefore, we boldly put at his feet all these requests. My friends, if this has helped you or inspired you in any way, please subscribe and like and support the channel through Buy Me a Coffee. I will see you in the next one.